is the Way to Greatness podcast, where we explore the journey from failure and mediocrity to success and greatness. And now your host, Ari Gunsberg.
Failure is inevitable. Let's face it, you are going to fail. Guaranteed. Maybe only at a couple things, but more likely than not at a lot of things. So what do you do next? And that is the defining question. The question that makes all the difference in the world between the people who become tremendous successes and the people who wallow along in the troughs of history. Failure is a normal part of human existence. Failure, yes, it can be crushing. It can change our entire lives. It can create so much stress that we just don't know what to do with ourselves and where to go and how to get past it. But people have done this for thousands of years. Some people fail a little bit, can never get past that point of failure in their life, and they live almost a predictable life for the rest of their life. Alcohol, drugs, other vices, and maybe not even vices, maybe just keeping their head down and never venturing forward again, never taking a chance again. Yet successes of all types come specifically from when people take a chance, from when people put it all on the line and say, hey, I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to give this a try. Why do I start talking about failure? In our lives, especially in these days with social media around us everywhere, all we're being presented with is success. Hey, look at this really cool thing that I did. Hey, check out this one amazing photo that I got out of the past 1,000 that I took. Hey, I'm going to travel 6 hours to snap one photo in a place that I would never go to normally. But I want everybody to think that I would go to this place and that I just spent 6 hours there, so I'm going to go and snap a photo there. We're living in a curated world, in a world that so many people are only ever want to show their successes. Yet a normal path for everybody is to go from success to failure, from success to failure. I believe it was King Solomon in Proverbs who said, 7 times a righteous man shall fall, and yet he rises again. It's that ability to get up after you've fallen so many times, and yet to get up again and again and again and overcome all of the tests and tribulations that have come your way, it's that ability that helps people become successful. So why did I start this podcast? That's the real question today. I started this podcast because I started to notice that as I was listening to motivational speakers and as I was listening to books that were motivational in nature or inspirational or, you know, it helps with this aspect of business or this aspect of business or here, do this better or here, do this better. Many of them just didn't deal with failure. Or if they did, it was so far in the past that, you know, a motivational speaker might say, hey, you don't even know, 20 years ago, I had all these problems. You know, they don't delve into them deep enough and long enough for the rest of us to really, truly feel like we can connect with that aspect of their lives. Yeah, I understand you're telling me that you were a failure back then, that you were going through a tremendous period of stress, but that's not where you're at now. That's not what I see. I see that you're standing, sitting here in front of this huge stage and you're telling me you just made $250,000 on a speech or whatever it was. So it's hard for us as regular people to go and look at something like that and make that connection. So I wanted to chronicle the journey from failure and mediocrity to success and greatness. There's so many of us that are floundering around in this state of mediocrity, and not because we're not doing anything great, but just because we haven't quite made it yet. We haven't figured out the exact niche that we need to be in to change the world. We're still playing around with different things, or we still have to work for somebody else to make money for our family. I mean, there's a number of reasons why somebody may not yet have reached their point of greatness. And so I want to chronicle that journey. And this means that I'm not looking for people, or I'm not looking only for people who are wildly successful. I want everybody. I want the guy down the street who is going through a tremendously hard time. If he's negative, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to talk to toxic people. I don't want to bring toxic people into your life either. But as long as they have a head on their shoulders that's creating a good, positive outlook on life, I don't care at what stage of quote-unquote success they are, because they've already achieved a certain level of success. Here's another point. A lot of people, by default, define success on the amount of money that you make. Yes, making a certain amount of money allows people to do things that people who don't make that amount of money can do. Yes, below a certain number of dollars per year, or whatever your currency is, below a certain amount of income, a person is going to be stuck in a point of stress all the time just because they have this bill to pay and that bill to pay and they don't know exactly where the money's coming from and they got to work on it. They got to figure it out. So yes, money does buy some peace of mind. Let's call it peace of mind instead of happiness, instead of getting confused. It does buy some peace of mind. It does create a sense of well-being. But success does not equal money. And at least in American culture, unfortunately, this is so ingrained in us that when you're growing up and everybody's talking to everybody and, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a doctor. Why? Because they make tons of money. Well, little does that guy know that he's going to have a real hard time going through 12 years of school. It's the kids who say, I want to be a doctor because I want to help people, that are able to make it through 12 years of school because they have such a deeper reason for doing it. The money's a bonus. So they become a doctor and they make all that money and they're successful both financially and internally, but it's not because of the money. The money is a bonus. Somebody says, hey, I want to be a lawyer when I grow up. Now, there are some people who really love the law. There are tons of them out there. But there's some people who say, I want to be a lawyer just because they want to go out and make a ton of money. They're not going to enjoy it. They will not be fulfilled. That money will not help them achieve true success. Ultimately, money's not where it's at. There's a famous saying that money is the root of all evil. When we chase after money, it has a tremendous potential to make us do things that we wouldn't necessarily normally do. And that's all I'm going to say about that subject. But let's talk again about success and greatness, failure and mediocrity. We're in such a place. The world is at a stage where there's more wealth than ever before. More people are living at a higher standard of living than ever before. And we also have more time than ever before. So the real question is, how do you define greatness? And how are you getting there? And until we sit down and ask ourselves those difficult questions, it's hard or impossible to know where we're going. I'm thinking of a number of speeches that I've heard. I can't attribute it to any particular person right at this moment. But there's a known concept. You have to know where you're going, otherwise you'll never get there. Put another way, if you don't have a destination, you're going to be wandering forever. So you have to have an idea of what your goal is, work towards it, and it's okay to achieve it. It's okay to not achieve it also. Failure is part of normal human life. It's okay to tell people that you didn't get it. Oh man, I was really trying hard to do this particular thing and I wasn't able to do it. And here's why. And then you could try again. Or you can decide that that goal is no longer part of what you're trying to do. Don't do that as a cop-out and as a give-up. That's not healthy. But legitimately, if it's no longer part of your value system, then you can say, hey, this is not a goal that still aligns with my beliefs and still aligns with my goals. I want to change it. And if that's the case, then scratch that goal. Scrap it, get rid of it, move on, and find another one. But I think that this story, this journey from failure and mediocrity to success and greatness is one that fascinates me, and I hope that it will fascinate many people. And so I am finding people all over the U.S., all over the world to talk to about their moments of triumph, their moments of, wow, I've got the entire world by the horns and I'm going to conquer it, to the moments either shortly before or shortly thereafter where they went from the top of the world, literally, to the bottom. And let's talk to people. Let's get their insights. Let's get their outlook. Let's learn what they learned so that when we're at the top and when we're at the bottom, we don't necessarily have to make the same mistakes, or we have a better perspective, a fresher perspective, a way of looking at things that helps us deal with it and move past it. So this is what the Way to Greatness podcast is all about. Come travel with us on this journey from failure and mediocrity to success and greatness. I'm psyched that you're here, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen. Make it a great one. As always, please make sure to subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes and other apps.
Thank you for listening to the Way to Greatness podcast, where we explore the journey from failure and mediocrity to success and greatness. Keep moving on your way to greatness. Join us next week for more stories, inspirations, and interviews to help you achieve the greatness within you.